And now back to the news. Thorpe St Andrew, a recent collection at Sainsbury's Pound Lane, has raised £213 for Age UK. Age UK Norfolk provides support to people in later life, including home care support and befriending.
Small businesses importing exclusively from Europe are considering drastic measures to protect their bottom line amid fears over Brexit. The Belgian Monk in Norwich's Pottergate imports premium beers from Belgium and could be forced to set up a new company in Europe to prevent a massive financial hit if the UK voted to leave, according to its owners. Terry Hughes, partner at the Belgian Monk, anticipated that the cost of leaving the EU would ultimately be felt by his customers. A poll of polls with 3 months to go to the referendum showed the In campaign's lead over the Out had narrowed to 51-49. The most recent survey from the British Chambers of Commerce revealed more than 8 in 10 business leaders in the east of England reported that the referendum had no material impact on orders and sales, recruitment, investment or costs in their business. If the UK were to leave the EU, 34% expected it would have a negative impact on their overall growth strategy. 38% felt it would have no impact, and 23.5% believed it would have a positive impact. Caroline Williams, Norfolk Chamber Chief Executive, said that businesses were making rational economic choices based on their own interests. And a government spokesman said the single market gives the UK businesses and consumers tariff-free access to the world's largest trading bloc.
The rich heritage of one of Norwich's oldest shopping streets could be brought to the fore in an attempt to shake off a reputation which traders say is undeserved. Dipping into the past could help to preserve the future of Magdalen Street and Anglia Square, according to an association of traders set up to help boost the area. The Magdalen Street Area and Anglia Square Traders Association, MATA, has been formed to trumpet the sort of shops and services the area has to offer and to present a unified voice in making the case for improvements. And one way they hope to attract more shoppers to the area is to make more of Magdalen Street's history, with the possibility of plaques telling the stories of the buildings, some of which date back to 1600s. Among the historic buildings which Magdalen Street boasts is Martineau House. Social theorist and writer Harriet Martineau was brought up there and having been born just off the street in Gurney Court. She was born in the same bed 25 years later as her cousin Elizabeth Fry. Elizabeth Fry was a prison reformer who pictured on £5 notes. The association has just produced a new shopping guide for the area.
Organisers of the popular Norwich Lane Summer Fair have announced it will not go ahead this year, citing a shortfall in funding and unrealistic demands on the volunteers. The annual event, which was launched in 2010, has taken place in July to tie in with the city's Lord Mayor's celebrations and has grown from a village fete-style event to a major event attracting some 15,000 people. But the Norwich Lanes Traders Association has decided it will not be back for what would have been its seventh outing. Instead, it will be replaced by a series of smaller events throughout the spring, summer and autumn. In previous years, the event has celebrated the diverse offerings in the Norwich Lanes, with dancers and musicians rubbing shoulders with stallholders.